Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Here's what a performance by the Zoe Juniper Dance Company won't look like.
Predictable and controlled.
Like, you know, having the music play and having everyone dance and having the lights come on and then having the lights go out.
I wouldn't expect it to be simple, and I wouldn't expect to see anything that I've seen before.
Dancer and choreographer Zoe Schofield.
My desire is to sort of like create space, to create a spaciousness around something. I like to think of it as like sort of separating the cells a little bit more, and so that it's more of this fog that you sort of enter into in this experience, this overall experience that you enter into it.
Schofield is 30-something, tiny and muscular, and originally from Gainesville, Georgia. When she was a kid, she got into ballet because she wanted a pink tutu like the one her older sister had. She apprenticed with Boston Ballet, but then the company told her she didn't fit the part of a ballerina.
And the ballet thing was devastating. I'd spent my whole life doing that, and I really wanted it.
She turned to modern dance and performed with companies in Boston and Toronto. She also fought anorexia and drugs. The health issues made her stop dancing for several years, but eventually she returned to dance after visual artist and her boyfriend at the time, Juniper Shuey, convinced her to team up and enter a performance in a new artist series at Seattle's On the Boards Theater. The dancing was intense and physical, and it was the kind of work Schofield knew she should be creating.
I'd always tried to be what I thought I should be or what I needed to be. And I was in these companies and I was working and I loved it, but it wasn't it. It wasn't entirely it. It was as if there was like some taste missing or some element missing. I can't really explain. I don't think that there's a single thing or this like, I really need to talk about trees or whatever. So I'm going to start choreographing again. It's just this impulsive urge. It's like, why do you drink water or eat food? It's just a necessity.
For the past 6 years, Zoe Juniper, now husband and wife, has been creating highly theatrical dance with costumes that look like body paint, floors that look like frozen lakes, and video of falling snow. And it's become one of those companies that gets plenty of attention. Donald Bird is artistic director of Seattle Spectrum Dance Theater. He's commissioned work from Zoe Juniper in the past. I spoke to Bird via Skype from Jerusalem, where he's working on a new dance piece. He says Schofield's choreography has a wildness about it.
But I don't think it means wild in the sense of that it is out of control wild, but it has a kind of primal or intuitive nature to it.
Bird says Schofield moves her body differently than other artists, and her choreography suits her dancers.
The young black man that's been dancing with her recently, that to me, he seems the best fit of anybody that I've seen dance with her, because he's a hyper-elongated body. He has a really unique way that he approaches movement, and they look terrific together. They look like they belong together.
Zoe Schofield is in a basement studio at On the Boards, dressed in black sweats and mismatched socks. She's working with two of her dancers, and their moves are twitchy and slow. Later, we all sit in a nearby room, and we get into a friendly disagreement about how much context an audience needs to watch dance.
I completely understand what you're saying. I completely understand your desire, your need. You want context. You want to be able to land this somewhere in life and in time so that you can relate to it in a way. But see, to me, I think that those things, while I totally understand them, I totally get them, they can also sort of build up a lot of barriers and a lot of fear around, what am I going to see? Am I going to get it? Is this okay if I don't get it? Is there something to get in general? And so my desire is to try to create a space where that can sort of start to release.
Zoe Juniper's newest work is called A Crack in Everything, and it's inspired by the theme of revenge. It integrates dance with video, a super glossy floor, red yarn, a red marker, and barely there costumes. It opens Thursday and plays through the weekend at On the Boards. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.